Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Former counterterrorism coordinator at the Department of Homeland Security, John Cohen, joining us live here on WBEN, as there are concerns over a lot of these firings. How many relate to Homeland Security and how that whole issue is being shaped here by the Trump administration? John, thanks for joining us. You know, who is losing their job can be kind of important here when you're dealing with, just about everything under the sun. I mean, these federal jobs are so wide ranging and a lot of them very important.
Yeah, good morning. It's nice to be with you. I totally agree. I mean, look, as you all know from our previous conversations, you know, I've worked in and out of government and at the federal, state, local level for over 40 years. I've worked for Republican and Democratic administrations. I worked in the intelligence community, at the Justice, with the Justice Department agencies, the Department of Homeland Security. You know, reviewing how government operates is not a bad thing. Making sure that government spends money wisely and in a manner that's good for the American people is a positive thing. Reviewing and going after and eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse, that's a positive thing. But what's concerning law enforcement officials that I talk to around the country is that thus far, the actions that have been taken seem to be cutting with a broad brush as opposed to being targeted based on a review of government operations. So what we've seen in the last 30 days is a number of personnel terminated who work for agencies involved in disaster recovery, cybersecurity, election security, law enforcement operations. You know, we've seen a large number of personnel fired from USAID, which is an organization that provided funding to address issues relating to migration, illicit migration, and terrorism. We've seen task forces repurposed away from working violent gangs and drug trafficking and terrorism investigations to work immigration and enforcement removal. We've seen other task forces disbanded. We're seeing people reassigned away from critical missions so that they can conduct immigration enforcement activities. And at the same time, we're continuing to experience significant levels of threat activity, including the targeting for violence of law enforcement personnel. I mean, we've had a police officer shot and killed responding to an active shooter event in York, Pennsylvania. We saw two officers killed in Virginia Beach at a traffic stop. We had seven officers shot in San Antonio, Texas, just last night. Law enforcement disrupted a plot to kill police officers in another part of Texas just the other day. We are seeing ideologically motivated hacktivist organizations targeting our critical infrastructure. We saw a policy conference in Washington disrupted through the use of bomb threats, a tactic we saw during the election. So my point here is that at the same time we're having what some have described as a very disruptive downsizing of government and reassignment of personnel to meet the administration's priorities, we are also continuing to experience significant levels of threat-related activity. And my only point to folks is that reality sometimes has a way of interrupting politics, and the challenge facing the current administration will be that as these threat-related activities continue, they're going to be placed in a position where they're going to have to show that they're addressing them.
John, thank you very much. John Cohen, former counterterrorism coordinator at the Department of Homeland Security.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.